standing up. All right. I want you guys to open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Okay. You there? How fast can you click, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it reads, "However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him." Everybody say, prepared. Again, prepared. Let us pray. Father, I thank you that more than we know, more than we conceive, more than what we can see with our physical eyes, God, more than we can understand with our minds, more than we know in our hearts, God, you have prepared for us for today and for tomorrow. I hear the Spirit saying to the sons and daughters of God today, that I prepared you. I have prepared the way for you. I have prepared you for what you are facing today. I am not surprised. I am not shocked. You are prepared. Everything that is necessary for you to walk in victory, I've already put it inside of you. God, I thank you for that truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, the picture that I saw as I was driving to Soda this morning was, I don't know if you watch Korean drama, which I do. It's my joy-giving activity that I do. Benjamin knows that when we fight, the first thing that I'm going to do is watch a Korean video so that my joy center get refilled with joy, and then I could talk to him about some tough stuff. But you know, when you watch Korean video, those of you that are not Korean, there's a picture that Korean dramas draw about mothers, especially the mothers from like the countryside. You know, like mothers like that don't wear any makeup, but they sacrifice, they love meat, but they tell you from your young age that they're allergic to meat, and they give you all the meat, and then later on, before they die, they find out, my mother actually loves me, but she wanted us to eat more, so she told us a lie, so we could eat more. You know what I'm talking about? Like that kind of mother? Yeah, my mom's not like that. But my grandmother was like that. But the picture that I saw of God was like a mother from a Korean drama from countryside. That when their son or daughter is going to Seoul for a job or for school, you know, the picture is this mother wakes up early in the morning, right? Like 4 in the morning, right? And she goes and she gets the chicken ready like our Uganda team, right? Plucks it, boils it, and she makes this big breakfast, and then when you know, they're like, oh, I'm not hungry, I can't eat it. No, eat, you gotta eat, right? You gotta eat for the journey. And she makes you eat, and then as you're about to leave, she gives you all these bag, you know, like boiled eggs, right? Kimbap, right? And she all these snacks that it's nothing she bought, right? It's something she made from scratch, right? And sometimes, you know, like young people get embarrassed, but I don't get embarrassed. I like food, right? And so you take, and then you're like, oh, mom, right? But like after a few hours in that train and you get hungry, and you're like, oh, I'm so hungry. And you're, oh, yeah, my mother prepared a meal. And so you get into your bag and, right, you eat that boiled egg, right? A little bit of salt and pepper, and you eat that kimbap, right? And you eat that Korean, like, drink that she made from scratch, right? And you drink it, and everybody around you are like, wow, like, where'd she get that, right? That's the picture that I saw. I hear the Lord saying, sons, daughters, I went before you to prepare for what you are facing. That's what I hear the Lord saying. Some of you, you're going through some difficult seasons, and you feel like, did I do something wrong? Am I getting punished? Did I make the wrong decision? You know what the Lord is saying? I knew in advance what you were going to face. I knew in advance. You know, this morning, Benjamin and I were talking about, you know, our Emeryville side, right? We're talking about our finances, where we've been and where we're going. And, you know, we're like kind of shaking a little bit. And I was like, okay, Benjamin, tell me, what is the Lord saying? Because I can't go preach in this heart. And so my husband was actually sharing what he feels like the Lord is saying. And that's kind of what I'm preaching right now, right? And he's speaking to me. I'm like, yes. And you know what he said? He said, Sonny, you know, we're shaking a little bit because, you know, we passed 1 year. Okay, just to prepare you, I talk, what's the word? TMI, right? Too much information. And some of our leaders may feel uncomfortable, especially like my husband, but I'm not talking about him right now, right? So I'm just real, right? So past 1 year, like, we got into, I think sending Soda off also was part of the reason, but not 100%. You're just 50% of, we have to dip into what was in our saving, what was in our bank account. And so we're down like I don't know, $100-something thousand than I thought we had. I'm like, oh, shoot, Benjamin, what are we going to do? And I just hired a bunch of new people in Emeryville. So I'm like, oh, if I knew. But, and we were just talking and praying. And this is what Benjamin said. You know, Sonny, when you look at Israelites, God delivered them. Right? And they're standing in front of the Red Sea. And God sent an east wind. The Bible says he sent an east wind to make a way, right? To divide the sea. He sent the wind, not only east wind, from opposite from where Israelites were going. He sent the wind all night. Read the scripture, right? He sent the wind all night. He prepared the way. Even before Israelites got to the Red Sea, all night, night before, he sent the east wind to come and divide the water. And not only that, supernaturally kept the water up like a wall on each side. And as Israelites are walking through, right, they're looking back. Ah! And you know what Benjamin said? He said, you know, often us Christians, sons and daughters of God, what we are living through a miracle, but we get distracted by the enemy instead of going, whoa, whoa, look at, wow, God sent the wind. We're walking through. Instead of focusing on the miracle that we are experiencing now, we are distracted by the enemies that are chasing us. Oh, my God, God, did you send us? Oh, we're going to all die, right? And we get distracted. I feel like today God is saying, sons and daughters, set your eyes above, yeah. Not around. Yeah. What? Not what we're losing, not how difficult it is. Oh, I made the wrong decision. It's one thing that I always used to say, am I getting punished? Did I do something wrong? Benjamin, I would ask Benjamin, I really have no idea if I did anything wrong, but I feel like I'm getting punished. So you tell me the truth. I'll receive it. Did I do something wrong? Am I getting punished? And he used to be like, Sonny, what are you talking about? Our God, that's not our God. Where'd you get that perception? That is not true. Oh, maybe I'm just not good enough. Maybe I'm not worthy enough to where I've been. And that, no. And this is what Benjamin said. You know, Sonny, we are a little bit shaken because, you know, we dipped into what was in the bank, you know, a couple $100,000. Okay, that's a lot, right? It's a lot. But he was saying this. God knew this. We didn't have a plan to save. You know what I mean? Past few years, we didn't think we're going to save. And no, God knew what we were going to face, and he gave us. And this is what Benjamin said. If Alethea, if we knew in advance that Alethea needed $100,000 when she turned 18, we would do all we can to save up $100,000. And when Alethea turned 18 and she needed $100,000, and she came to us crying, and we gave her that $100,000, that would be a miracle, wouldn't it? I was like, yeah. Well, you know what? What we needed to spend last year, he knew. God knew. Sonny, we're actually living through a miracle. He had already prepared for us to encounter and experience and walk through this season. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has considered. You have no idea the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Psalm 85. Love and faithfulness meets together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good. Everybody say, what is good? Look at your hands right now. Look at it. Okay, this. Okay, what's in your hand? Well, right now, nothing, but I'm talking about your life. Kristen, your husband. What's in your hand? Your husband, your marriage, your relationship, your job, your church family. What's in your hand? It's good. It's good. When God created heavens and the earth, he said, it's good. Come on, say it. It's good. God, what you have given me is good. But the enemy comes and distracts us. You know, we're living through a miracle, right? And we're like, you know, distracted by these enemies, right? But that's part of life. There are going to be enemies. The key is not to be distracted by the demonic perception, but to walk this life daily with kingdom perception. Verse 12, once again, the Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. Did you know before today, God went before you to prepare for you? Before you moved to Boston, he already went there to prepare the way for you. Did you know that? You know, Alethea is going on her first Indonesia mission trip. Yay, right? Tomorrow is her birthday. She turns 8, and she's going to go with me. And she gets to meet her sister. I don't know if you know, we have a 19-year-old adopted daughter in Indonesia. We adopted her when she was 7. So Alethea knows that she has a sister in Indonesia that she's never met, that she gets to meet. She's just excited. She gets to go to Indonesia. But you know what I had to do as a mother? I called Kaiser in advance, talked to the traveling nurse, Keone's mom and grandma, don't be afraid. We'll take care of him. I'll pray against every mosquito, right? But right now in Nias, Zika, dengue, and malaria is alive. Okay? We'll be fine. We'll be fine. But I'm taking an 8-year-old. Who hates taking medicine, right? And so, but the things that I bought her a tent, a little mosquito tent where she could go in and, you know, she could sleep in. I bought her this mosquito band, right? I'm making her like with essential oil, right? So the DEET doesn't like give her cancer, right? I'll let Keone use that too. Okay, yeah. Right? Essential oil. You don't understand how much work it was for me to prepare for my daughter's first mission trip. When it's mine, I don't care. I just go. And then whatever Keone has, I'm like, can I have some? Right? Karina, you have anything to eat? Right? I just live off of people. But not when my daughter's going. I prepared in advance. advance. I hear the Lord saying, I went before you. My righteousness went before you to prepare the way. I don't know what you're facing in this season. Maybe financial difficulties. Maybe you can't find the right job. Maybe some of you are lonely and you want a husband or a wife or a child. Maybe a dog, you know. When you come to Sora, it's like you feel like you need to get a dog or something, right? Don't be pressured. Non-dog people, it's okay to not have a dog, okay? Be strong, David. Don't get a dog for others. All right. But you know what? God's preparation is beyond our understanding. You hear me? What I'm going through right now as a pastor, sometimes I'm like, you know, emailing Krista like midnight. Can you send me this report? Like 4 a.m. I don't even know if she, I didn't expect you to send it that early. But I'm awake. I'm like devouring. Can you send me this report? Can you send me this report? I'm looking through. I'm like, oh, should I be afraid? Should I? What should I do, God? What should I do? But God is saying, Sonny, I've already prepared. You have more than enough. You have more than enough for this season. And it's not just financially, but spiritually. I met with another church member who's just struggling. And, you know, I just felt the Holy Spirit inside of me, right? And I looked into that person's eyes and said, you know what God told me? He says, you could do this. You could walk pure. You could walk strong. You are able to keep yourself pure before God. You are able because God had already put in you what is necessary for you to face what surrounds you today. You are able to choose truth. You are able to walk in victory. Now, today I'm supposed to preach about something else. So I'm going to make it fit, guys. You know what God also prepared for you? Is soda. Those of you that came here from Living Hope in Emeryville, and those of you that joined Sora here, and those of you that are trying to see, is this for me? For all of you, this house is something God went before, even Mickey and Krista. This God came here before any one of us, even before Benjamin dreamt about having a campus in San Francisco. God had a dream, and he prepared it just for you, not to enlarge Living Hope. No, for you, for each one of you. He went before you and he prepared a house for you. And so I want to kind of talk to you a little bit about what you have an access here at SOTA, Sons and Daughters. You know, biblically, when you join a church, you join not just an organization, you joined a spiritual family. The thing that we believe, Benjamin and I really believe, is this, that for every heaven kingdom reality, God gives an earthly representation. To show us, to give us an earthly representation of our relationship, the church's relationship with Jesus Christ, he gifted us with marriage. When you are married, you really this is how I'm supposed to have relationship with Jesus. You get to see with physical eyes and experience physically what it means to have a relationship, what it means to be a bride of Jesus Christ. Marriage is an earthly representation of kingdom reality of the bride and Christ Jesus. Just like that. Scripture says this, that there is one Father. Ever say one Father? We all have one Father. Spiritually, God the Father is our Father, and we are all sons and daughters of God. Amen? Yeah. Say amen. Amen. I'm married to a black man. Talk to me when I'm preaching. Even though he's barely black. Don't tell him I said that. You know, I could dance better than him, and he's black. I was preaching at the Ark. I was like, I'm more of a ghetto-fied fighter than Benjamin. He's a lover, not a fighter, right? But I'm a fighter. I know how to fight, right? Anyways, why did I say that? Okay. We have one Father who loves us. And before you and I were even born, you hear me? He prepared a way for you and I to have intimate relationship with God. He doesn't think principle. He thinks one-on-one individuals. That when he sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us, he was thinking of you. He was thinking of me. He prepared a way for us to have that intimate relationship with God. Just like that, God is our Father, but he wanted to give an earthly representation of kingdom reality that God is our Father. So he put pastors over churches and said, in reality, Benjamin, Sonny, Mickey, Krista, we're all your brothers and sisters. We only have one Father. But God said, I want to give an earthly representation of kingdom reality of God's fatherhood. So he said, shepherds, pastors, I want you to represent my love, the Father's love. Or become overseers of their shepherd. You're going to give an account for their souls when you stand before me. Now, church is a house, spiritual family. Soda, this is your family. This is your spiritual family. This is your house. That's why more than I call it a church, I call it a house. This is our house. Everybody say our house. When you come into a house, there are certain things that you receive just being a part of that family. Okay? There are certain things. Covering, you have protection. It's like when you are a Christian but you don't belong to a church, you're like homeless, spiritually homeless. Can you be saved and not belong to a church? Yes. Yes. If you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and you confess with your mouth that he died for you and you believe him with your heart, you are saved. It is possible. But homeless people, right? Just because they're homeless doesn't mean they're not human being. They're a human being that deserves more than what they have or possess or experience. So when you don't belong to a church, a local body of Jesus Christ, it's like you are homeless spiritually. You are saved, but you don't have a safe covering. It's like having a house without a roof. When you don't have a roof, what happens when it rains? You work hard, you buy that flat screen TV, and you're like, buy a nice leather couch, and you could sit, and you could watch, right? You could cuddle with your wife, right? And your dog. I always have to add that here when I preach here. I don't have to do that over there. But you know, but what happens when it rains? Everything gets ruined. So you know what you have to do? You have to throw that away. And then you have to buy another TV and another couch. A lot of times when you are a son, when you belong to a family, there are things that's already yours. There's a covering, there's food, there's protection. But when you don't have the covering, a lot of things that you work for, it gets ruined. And you have to pay the price again to buy the things that you bought once before. You hear me? So belonging to a local church gives you not only a spiritual family that you could be intimate with, but it also gives you protection. When you belong to a house, every house has giftings and DNAs that God gifted them, right? So obviously, missions is one of our inheritance as Living Hope and Soda, right? From beginning, right, God said, go. go. Go to the nations, right? And it's something. You know, some people, you don't know how hard they have to work to go even on one mission trip. But now when you belong to this house, it's easy. All you have to do is sign up and they prepare you, right? They teach you how to raise funds. It's, right? There's certain things, inheritance that you get. But you know what? In order for you to receive the inheritance of the house, you have to become a son. You know, in ancient Israel, only sons received inheritance, right? That's why Paul often taught about in Christ Jesus, there's no Greek nor Jew. Remember, he talks about that. And there's no female or male, right? That Paul teaches about sonship in Christ Jesus. That's why, you know, if you keep on coming to this house, you know, we use the word sons a lot. And sometimes I wear this shirt that says son. And I'm a daughter. I'm proud to be a woman. I'm thankful that I'm a woman. You know what I mean? I get to wear makeup. I get to do my hair differently. You know, I get to wear pants and dress. Woman, we're blessed. Well, I like variety, right? I'm thankful. Even though my father was mad and angry that I wasn't a son, guess what? I'm still thankful that I'm a daughter. That I get to, you know, I get to be independent and go wherever I want and say, I'm a woman, but I can do all things Christ. But at the same time, I could use that, Benjamin. Can you help me? Can you open this for me? You know, I was preaching East Coast last week. And I was talking to this lady, right? I was like, you know, one of the things that my husband does to me, and ever since we got married, okay, Mickey, listen carefully. Every time we went grocery shopping, he's like, go in. Oh, I'll help you. I don't mind helping you. No, 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 you go in. So you know what I do? After we have like 10 bags, grocery bags, I go in. I sit on the couch. My husband goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, getting the groceries. And that never changed. 17 years, end of this month, 17 years, and wedding anniversary. I like that. I can do everything. Can you carry this for me? Benjamin, I'm thirsty. Sometimes I hear him go, oh, like snoring. I'm like, but I'm so thirsty. But I don't want to go down. I'm like, baby. What? Oh, I'm so thirsty. I mean, you know, woman, like, and when I share that to somebody in the East Coast, they were crying. They were crying because they're like, oh, I wish, but you know what? When you belong to this house, woman, just, they're going to, Mickey, you carry everything from now on, right? That's the inheritance. Chris, where are you? Right? Carry everything. Those of you that are engaged, get ready. You hear me? But you know what? I still wear the shirt that says son. Because in the kingdom of God, I'm a son. I'm a son. You know why? Because I get the inheritance. I get the inheritance. I love how Mickey sent Daniel. Because only sons are sent. When people go in and out of the church, let me just tell you this, okay? When you hop from this church and, oh, yeah, and you hop to this church, you know, you never become a son. Therefore, you never receive the inheritance of that house. In reality, when you hop, when you go hop to another church, you take the garbage. Because every house has inheritance and some garbage. When you are hopper, you think you're just getting the best. No, you hop away with some garbage. Son, to be a son in the house of God. When you belong to a church and you become a member, you're signing a covenant relationship saying, God, I walk in covenant with you, and pastors, I walk in covenant with you, and sisters and brothers, I walk in covenant relationship with you. You have the protection. You have the inheritance. If you look at Elijah and Elisha, at the end of Elijah's life, all these prophets know that God's going to take Elijah. And Elijah's like, Elisha, stay here. Okay? And Elisha's, no, I'm going with you. And they go to another city. Okay, Elisha, stay here. No, I'm going with you. They, from city to city. And finally, they cross this, was it a sea or whatever, right? Elijah takes off his cloak, And he strikes the water and it divides. And they walk together. And once they crossed the sea, that's when Elijah asked Elisha, okay, what can I do for you? And Elisha said, I want double portion of your anointing. And Elijah said, well, what you're asking is hard. But if you stay with me and you see me being taken away till the end, not just, you know, for the hype when it sounds soda, oh, new church, oh, you know, they have disco lights, right? You could bring dogs. Not for hype, but till the end. When you walk with me till the end and you see me taken away, you will have. When my mantle comes down, you pick it up. It's yours. That's exactly what happens, right? The chariots of fire come. They sweep Elijah up. And I love that scene, right? Elisha already knew that God was going to take Elijah to heaven, right? But when he sees his mentor, father, you know, spiritual father, his leader, right, taken away, he's like, my father, my father. And he tore his clothes. It's like, oh, right? Like, it's like Braveheart, father, right? Oh. And just like Elijah said, his mantle falls down. Elisha picks it up. You know, in the kingdom of God, so many mantles are still on the ground. And young Christians, they pay the price from the beginning. If you could just pick up the mantle, you don't have to pay the price that our previous generation has already paid the price for. But so many young Christians, they pay for their own. And they fight their own battle when the battles have already been won. You know, those of you that are getting married, Benjamin and I already paid the price. You know, the fighting part in the beginning of a relationship, we already paid it. Don't do it again. It's your inheritance. It is easy. You receive it is easy. You hear me? There are certain things that previous generation has already paid the price for. All you have to do is pick up that mantle. You know how you pick up the mantle? Everybody say honor. When you honor the previous generation, yeah, you know, my old Korean pastor, yeah, he got angry with me when I put drum set in the sanctuary. How dare you put a drum set? This is not a secular. This is the, you know, but like, oh, but pastor, there's certain things the old generation says that we know. And there are certain things that Benjamin and I like that you're like, do we really have to? There are certain things. Every new generation has new, right? But you cannot throw away. You cannot throw away your inheritance just because there's a little bit of differences. That you honor. When you honor. You know, Benjamin, after we planted Living Hope, 2 years later, I sent Benjamin back to the old church that we were from. And the way they did us, this is recorded, right? Oh well, was not good. It was kind of like, that's so wrong. That's not even biblical. And so we were hurt, but we were like trying to check our hearts, you know what? Like forgiveness, when we forgive and when we honor, we cover their weaknesses and their sin, and people blamed us for what they did, but we didn't defend ourselves. We let them misunderstand us. We just covered. And we heard the Lord saying, you know, honor. You know, your love covers multitude of sin. And even if you're getting blamed for what you did not do, guess what? That becomes your ground. You are sowing into what you are going to reap in the future, right? And so we did our best to keep our hearts pure and forgive and love. But 2 years later, I sent Benjamin back and just go back honor that pastor. There's something that in that season that God wanted to give to us. And without honor, we don't have an access to that. Go back honor. Let's go back honor. And that's what we did. We went back and honor. And it was like, we just want to make sure we receive all the inheritance that God had for us when we were under your covering. And they're like, wow, okay. There are certain things, their kingdom inheritance, that's already yours. It already has your name on it. You hear me? You just got to pick it up. Just got to pick it up. God had prepared this house for every one of you. You know, I remember when we had one of our first governing leaders meeting after we sent out Soda and Pastor Vern, right? Pastor Vern was crying. And he used to say when in Emeryville side that, Pastor, God made you just the way you are because of me, for me. And he used to be so thankful for us, right? Like, in his eyes, we did nothing wrong. And we were just this perfect pastor. He just honored us. Even though he's a lot older than us, he honored us. And he man of faith. Like, whatever I say, he's like, amen. I wasn't feeling that, but since you said it, amen, Pastor. And I see it manifested in his physical body, in his marriage, through honor. Through honor. He could have said, well, I've been married longer than you. He could, which is true. He probably has more wisdom. But he honored his pastors, even though we were a lot younger. Therefore, he was able to receive the inheritance. Receive the inheritance. You hear me? Honor. Inheritance. God has something very special for you. In this house. You know, one of the things that God spoke to me when we first sent Soda out was destinies. Destinies that the church, the Soda members will be activated in their destinies as they do life together in this house. Promotions at work. You hear me? Which is not normal in this day and age. But God showed me promotions. God showed me open doors. God showed me divine favor and divine encounters and divine appointments. Something very special that God has prepared for members of Soda. But you need to become aware so that you could really enter into your inheritance and not walk around and, you know, stress, you know, and pay your own price. This is what I want us to do. I want you guys to stand up. I want to spend some time praying. Is that okay? I want you guys to stand up, and I want you to think about what is in your life right now. I want you to think about the difficulties that you are facing. I want you to really face the reality of your situation. Face the reality of your heart position. Face the reality of your spirituality. Maybe some of you, you know, you've been hurt in the past, and that you want to get back to that passionate, being passionate for Jesus, and something is blocking your way. And I hear the Lord saying, I'm about to release my spirit to remove every obstacle out of your way. My righteousness will go before you and prepare the way. I heard the Lord saying, I prepared you for this season. I want you to hear that in the spirit. You hear me? I want you to hear that. I have prepared you for now, for this season, what is in your life, what you are facing, I've prepared you. I prepared you. I prepared you. You have enough faith. You have enough resources. You have everything that you need. But Pastor, I don't have it. When you look at your own bank account, when you look at your own household, you may not see it. But you know what? Look around. Look around. In this house, there are many resources that is for you, that you could have an access to. I hear the Lord saying, embrace Embrace who you are. Embrace your season. Embrace this house. That you're not a visitor. You know, when the visitor comes into a house, they can't be free. They can't open the refrigerator and eat whatever they want. They just have to sit and whatever they give, right? Or they have to ask. But when you belong, when you are a son, you could open the refrigerator anytime you want. You hear me? You could open the refrigerator. You have freedom. And I hear the Lord saying, this is your house. Don't act like a visitor. But I just joined last week. It doesn't matter. You belong in this house. And everything, all the inheritance of this house is yours. And one of the things I hear the Lord saying is this. Kingdom reality is you are already a son and a daughter. And everything that God has prepared for you is yours. But sometimes the difficulty is in our mind. Do you know how you overcome that? Do you know how you get established as sons and daughters in the house of God? It's when you share the responsibilities of the house. I want to challenge you, Soda. Not just the leaders, but even attenders. You come, you receive. And you know what? That's what we want. When you're just visiting, that's what we... And when you just came for like 2-3 months, that's what we want you to just come and receive. Freely receive. And know that you are loved and that you are son and daughter of Jesus Christ. But after like 3 months, you gotta take some garbage out. You know, do some dishes. You hear me? Take turns babysitting or puppy sitting. You gotta share the responsibilities of the house. That's when your mind and your heart gets established as a son and as a daughter. That's when you have an access that you freely feel the freedom to access the spiritual inheritance that God had prepared for you. So I want you to pray right now. I want you to respond to God. As you look at your life, God, I never knew I would be here by this time. I thought I would be somewhere else. I thought I would possess something else. I don't know. I don't know what your life, what you're possessing in your hands right now. I don't know what you're facing right now. But in where you are right now, will you acknowledge Him? Will you say, I trust you? God, you said you have prepared me for this season. God, I declare that over my soul right now. Come on. I want you to respond to what God is saying to you right now. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Pray. You are a son. You could freely go before your Father. I hear the Lord saying, I am your Father. Fathers take full responsibilities of their children. God is saying, I am responsible for you, daughter. I am responsible for you, my son. Why are you trying to take responsibility of your own life? Why are you afraid? Come to your Father. Run to your Father. I am waiting. I am here for you. I want to take responsibility of your life, of your future, of your present. Run to me. I hear the Lord saying, run to the Father. Run to the Father. The Father has His arms wide open and say, son, daughter, run to me. I have prepared so much for you. I have prepared so much for you. The healing that you've been longing, it's right here. Just run into my arms. The breakthroughs that you've been longing, it's with me. It's not out there. You hear me? Your breakthrough is not out there. Your healing is not out there. Your breakthrough and your healing is in me. Run to the Father. Sons and daughters of God, you need to truly know who you are in Christ Jesus. I want you to declare, I am His daughter. I am His son. What can men do to me when I belong to God? Come on. Come on, I want you to allow your spirit to truly cling, cling to this truth that your Father is here and He's for you. He's for you. He wants to release your inheritance. God is saying this, I have so much more. I have so much more prepared for you. Don't be afraid, daughter.